Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are answering the question, what is the glory of God? As you travel through the cities of Europe and visit the beautiful, magnificent churches and cathedrals, one word is often expressed, glorious. People will remark that these buildings are breathtakingly beautiful and glorious. As you watch the sunset over the Pacific Ocean, there is a serene calmness you experience as the sky displays its colors. Again, the expression is often that what you are witnessing is glorious. I was recently reading about the vast Roman Empire that reigned for many years in history. Caesar Augustus is remembered as the first and greatest of the Roman emperors. By political skill and military power, he eliminated his enemies, expanded the empire, and lifted Rome from a clutter of rundown neighborhoods into a city of marble statues and temples. People would talk about the glory of the Roman Empire. The word glory has been on my mind lately. As you can see, quite easily we will use the word glory or glorious. But the Bible uses the word glory to describe our God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, "Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor." In Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, up on Mount Sinai, Moses requested of God, "Now show me your glory." In verse 19, God responds, "And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence." In this verse, God equates his glory with all of his goodness. Throughout Scripture, we see the word glory describing God and that all the glory belongs to the Lord. So what is the glory of God? In our modern English language, the word glory means honor. If someone gets the glory, they receive the honor for something. Glory can also mean magnificence or beauty. In Scripture, we see that the glory of God is not an aesthetic beauty or a material beauty, but the beauty that emanates from his character, from all that he is. His glory is the combined manifestation of all of his attributes. He is glorious because no one can compare. You know, in the Old Testament, the glory of God was sometimes manifested in visible ways such as fire, thick clouds, smoke, lightning, and even an earthquake. But in the New Testament, the glory of God is revealed in his Son, Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven." The glory of God was visibly seen in the character of Jesus, his teaching, preaching, and miraculous power. Imagine walking and talking with God himself. The glory of God is a bit hard to define, isn't it? But as we study the Bible, we discover the glory of God revealed in the pages of Scripture. We learn of his holiness, his majesty, his goodness, his power, and his love. Only God is truly glorious. And here's today's challenge. Take time to worship God, not just for his blessings and for what he has done for you, but worship him for who he is. He is glorious and is worthy of glory, honor, and praise. Hey, thanks for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.